right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Oh, it's Thursday. Hello, guys.
Which
means it's Friday
Eve.
Someone stole my headphone jack. I'm not happy.
You're right,
I can
right,
hardly
Maddie.
Hear you guys.
Well, we're right here.
We're here.
We're talking.
I need to send out an email, an angry email.
Oh,
Jade, do you know what? I know you like angry notes. I'm going to get you to publish it for
no,
me.
No, because then I look like
no,
the
no,
bad
no.
guy.
Well,
no.
You just
you write it for me and I sign my name.
New career as a ghostwriter for you, Jade.
All right, done. I can do that.
That's very niche, isn't it? Writing angry
pin
notes.
Pin around the building.
Hey, I mean, Jade's always up for a new career.
New business. Couple of dollars to be made in that.
Speaking of new careers, Maddie, you know how you always make the joke that I'm the celebrity face of pickleball?
Yeah, yes.
Well, guess who's front and center on their website?
Oh, show me the picture. Wow.
To be honest, I can't find it. But apparently, that's what was being spoken about last night. It exists somewhere.
I think it's a local Facebook page.
I can't find it yet.
Not their website, Jade. Look at you overselling it. And do you know what? I'm surprised you haven't hit them up with an invoice.
Yeah, well, that's still to come. That's why Jade's trying to track down the proof.
No, free publicity.
No, do you know what? Jade's just more worried about what photo they've used of her.
No, I'm sure it's a good one. I don't
you
take bad
take
photos.
Oh, wow.
But if you want to win, say, $2,000, $10,000, that would come in handy at the moment.
Oh, very much so.
I'm going to tell you how $2,000 to $10,000, which is, I know, quite a big gap, could be yours in a matter of minutes.
Okay, a new competition.
Not with us, there is a competition out there which I think a lot of people will be keen to get
right,
involved in.
Right.
Excellent.
Get around it.
Doing it next, 6:07 with the Novos. Cloudy, high chance of showers today, 25 on the coast, 26 at Maitland and the Valley. Justice Crew, good morning.
Hello.
Justice Crew, Kesa Rawa, live across Newcastle for your Thursday morning on 105.3 New FM. It's 6:10,
and if
Jade.
You want to score yourself $2,000 to $10,000, you want to get involved in this, especially if you're a fisherman, because they've tagged about, I don't know, a few fish basically, and if you catch one with a golden tag, you'll win up to 10 grand worth of money in Victoria, because obviously
10 grand worth of money?
Yeah, 10 grand worth of money. So
do you know what? People would be so angry at you right now.
You need $10,000?
Dangled that fish.
$2,000 to $10,000.
Dangled that fish. Yeah, if you want to win money, I'm going to tell you how next.
Yeah,
go to Victoria.
Yeah.
And become really good at fishing.
But it is, you know, it is good because they obviously got slammed with the fires down there as well. Tourism's taken a huge hit at the moment, so this is actually pretty creative of them down there. So you can enter at East Gippsland. That's where the first fish are being let out at around Easter. So if you're planning on going on a fishing trip around then, that's where you want to go.
What you want to do is, because they'll release them from some sort of boat, I assume, is get a boat, follow that boat, and have a net nearby. That's how you get the money. Otherwise, it's literally a fish in the ocean.
Or you share the love, Crevo.
Wow.
There's always a chance, though. If you're a good fisherman, you'll definitely catch one.
Do you know what's
you'll
really...
definitely catch one. Yeah. How many have they let go?
Well, it just says all tagged fish caught after the first 10 will be worth $2,000 each. So the first 10 to catch a golden fish will get $10,000 each.
Yeah, okay.
So that's 20 fish.
Do you know what's really interesting? These fishing comps with money attached to the fish, massive up in the Northern Territory. When I live there, every year they have this thing called the Million Dollar Barra. So they've got one fish worth $1 million.
Wow.
So there's fishermen go crazy every year. It's like this whole big season of fishing trying to get the $1 million barra.
How often does someone get it?
It goes off quite often, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so I know what you're saying. Like, you would think, oh, you know, not that many.
Yeah, but if you're a good fisherman,
but if you know what you're doing.
Because there's so many.
Bit of luck on your side.
There's literally so many fish in the sea.
Magic bait.
What's that?
Magic bait.
What are you using as magic bait?
Well, whatever. Like, some people go with, you know, the, I forgot what they're called. Squidgies? No, they're the fake ones. Gulps? Gulps, that's it. They're a brand of thing. I don't know if you can catch them with barramundi.
Sounds like a gulp sounds like a cheap, it's like a fake, a cocktail over
it's a
in
fake
Bali.
Lure.
Get your lips around a gulp.
Well, I know that they stink.
50,000 rupiah.
But they apparently work well.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, do you know what? I bet you any money, Crevo, give it, I reckon, 6 weeks. Jade will come into work. Me and Benny are going down to Gippsland for a holiday.
Just any randomly. Money,
put it on the table.
We've got a bag of gulps.
What's Crevo packing up next? Double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, up for grabs. Crevo, what have you slipped inside your bag today?
Well, I'll give you a clue before I rattle it around. You might use this to touch the meat. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay. Very good. It's very noisy today. If you want to play, the lines are open. 13:10:09. Going to do it next. It's 6:14.
The Novos. What's Crevo packing?
Yeah, what is he packing? Indeed, that is the question of the morning. 13:10:09. If you want to play, you've got your bag there, Crevo.
That I do.
Oh, sorry, Jade. You were meant to do that.
That's all right.
It's okay. Everything's cool. No one's worried.
There you go. Well, if you go, we'll go continue.
Okay. So yeah, I've got something in my bag here. First clue was, you might use this to touch the meat. So 13:10:09. Double pass to Reading Cinemas, up for grabs. Jady, why don't you go to the phones?
Good morning, Glenn.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. How's yourselves?
Yeah, we're pretty good. So you're into bass fishing, I'm reading here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was lucky enough to buy a house on the river at Ballwarra Heights. I'm on the Hunter River, so I had a friend that said, come on, we'll go fishing. Got a canoe and he showed me how to flick lures for the bass, but I haven't been using the gulps.
Okay.
Nothing like doing a bit of flicking, eh, Glenn?
You know.
Oh, nothing. I get in trouble for flicking too much.
Oh, Glenn, what are you doing, mate? You're going to go up to Darwin. How good's the $1 million fish? What would you buy if you won $1 million after a fishing trip? Would you take the boys out, you know, treat yourself?
I'd probably pay mortgage and just retire.
Yeah, then you can do all the flicking
that's
you want.
That's boring, Glenn. That's boring.
Yeah, no. All the time.
Mate, yeah.
You need the mortgage paid.
What's boring about that,
Maddie? I wouldn't know what it's like.
I was looking at mine, Glenn, on my statement came and it said, and I think it'd take me another, like, 25-something years. I was like, oh, ouch. Don't want to read those.
Oh, yeah. When you think about life, it's a pretty, it's a weird sort of a thing, isn't it? We work all our lives.
Yeah. I was thinking, so by the time I'm like 50, 60, my house will be paid off and then hopefully I've still got some money to do some hobbies.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
No, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
All right, let's do this, Glenn. What do you think Crevo is packing this morning?
Well, I've got to remember now because I'm at that age.
Crevo, I'll give you the clue.
If it's touching meat and it sounded rattly, I'd say it'd be a pair of tongs.
You would be correct.
Oh, look at that. There you go.
You're not winning $1 million, but you're winning a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
Pretty much the same.
Thanks, Glenn. Enjoy that, mate. Thanks for playing back tomorrow for your Friday edition, guys.
That it is.
Coming up next, we are talking, Crevo, what's still in the packaging.
That's right, because Jade revealed to us the other day that you actually had a chocolate fondue set. And I was like, oh, that's unusual for you.
I still have it.
Yeah, well, you're not really a cook usually. And then you said that it was still in the packaging after 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
You got it back in 2010.
Yeah, so going strong.
What I thought we could do, 13:10:09, if you got one of those products that's still hanging around, you're going to get to it. You're going to open it one day.
Yeah.
But it's still in the original packaging.
All right. Love it. We're going to do that very soon after Loud Luxury Body at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
I've been wondering what had been upsetting Maddie a little bit, and I've realised that it's purely because Big Brother, it's been revealed, Sonia Krug is hosting it.
You guys are really getting on my nerves today.
No, I don't think it's us. I think it's you.
No, it's you.
You admitted yourself you woke up on the wrong
side of the bed.
You know what?
You
did. I come back out from my little break then during the news. Jade's in my seat. She's pretending to be me. She's writing all over my paperwork.
Your paperwork?
Just don't. Just don't.
What paperwork do you fill out?
Yeah. Mr. Businessman.
Jade, I'm not the one. Jade, I'm not the one that carries four laptop bags into work. Like, please, what's in your bag, Stoll?
That's true. Everyone wants to know that. Don't throw stones.
I do carry a lot of bags.
Big Brother's back. Channel 7 this year. Big announcement, of course. The host last night. I was so excited before this to see this show return. Then I realised Sonia Kruger's hosting it.
Didn't she do it for a long time?
Yeah, but you just can't replace her.
You know what I think it is that people aren't keen on Sonia? Is that her teeth are so white and unnatural. Like, when she smiles, it's just so fake.
It's like that episode of Friends when I think it's Ross gets his teeth whitened.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Blinding.
No, she's so super tanned and the smile's all you can look at and it's just not real.
I just find her very unlikable.
I couldn't remember who she was, but then I remembered it's the person that she never wears boots shorter than her knees. She's never been.
What do you think the reason is behind that?
I don't know. I think that maybe, I don't know, maybe she doesn't even have legs below there.
It's old lady boots. Legs. She's just a stiff old lady. Go back to trying to close the borders. She's Australia's female Donald Trump. I'm so disappointed about this.
That's why I don't like her. She actually is.
Old stiff.
Oh, thank God for you, Jackson.
Thank God for you. She's literally being held up by her boots.
Anyway, up next we're talking what's still in the packaging, because Jade, you've got a, what, 10-20-year-old chocolate fondue. Knowing you, you're probably just waiting to sell it at the right time.
No. I think it's only from Kmart 10 years ago, and Ben bought it for me for Christmas.
And you still haven't used it.
And I still haven't used
what's
it.
What's the reason? You just don't know how to put it together, you know, or how
let's
it functions?
Let's be honest. To be honest, it's the cleaning. I'm not having fondue chocolate everywhere and then have to clean the thing. No thanks.
What a delight.
13-10-09. What have you got around the house, or maybe it's your partner, that's still stuck in the packaging?
Yeah, prizes on offer this morning. Right now, Bon Jovi, Keep the Faith. New FM at 6:36 with the Novo's Jade, Maddie Crevo. Tops of 26 at Maitland today. Good morning. Bon Jovi, Keep the Faith, live across Newcastle for you Thursday morning at 6:41. Currently 21 degrees at Warners Bay and 20 at Rutherford.
Jade yesterday revealed she had a chocolate fondue set gifted to her by Benny 10 years ago. Never opened it, never taken it out of the packaging.
Yeah. Also have a Buzz Lightyear as well. Which,
what, from your childhood?
No, I actually think that one might even be, I've had it longer than the chocolate fondue fountain. I think I got it in maybe 2008 or 2007.
What are you doing getting that at that age?
Hey.
Real talk.
I love that, like Toy Story. I like Buzz Lightyear.
I just imagine 22-year-old Jade in her heels, big night out on the sunny coast, and she's got a Toy Story toys and she's playing with them in the box.
I love it. I love pressing the button. It goes to infinity and beyond.
Still not taking it out of the box though. Worrying about its collectible value.
I just like it. I just don't want to ruin it.
I really am intrigued by this because, Jade, I mean, what makes you keep a Buzz Lightyear doll in a box for 12 years?
It's because Ben gave that to me as a gift as well. It's a trend. And I just want to keep it nice.
Jeez, there's something in that. I think it was a good couple of years ago, I was working with this lady, and her parents lived overseas, and when they went to move house, she like went back to help them move house. And what she realized was her mum had for years been buying the As Seen on TV items.
Oh, yeah.
And just like not telling the dad and putting them in the attic. She said when they went up to the attic, they filled up a whole car and like, and then had to go back and refill half the car with all brand new in the box as seen on TV items.
No.
And they had just had to like, they tried to sell some, but people aren't really interested in buying that stuff. If they are, they've already bought it on TV.
And realize it doesn't work.
Yeah, so they ended up having to take most of them to like, to Goodwill or whatever, just to donate them.
So she obviously had an illness or an addiction.
Yeah, like, because she was like, the mum was staying home from work.
Aww.
And literally, probably they reckon had spent maybe 15,000.
Holy dooly.
On as seen on TV items.
That's ridiculous.
It filled up the whole attic. The dad had no idea.
Still, I mean, in all the packaging.
Yes, oh, never, none of them
have
opened.
A sale. Have a yard sale.
Something. God, but apparently, like, not only that, a lot of the items she'd bought, like, multiple times as well.
Oh, so that's really
like,
sad,
you know,
isn't it?
Four of the Whizzy Mops or whatever they're called. She's like, Mum, what have you been doing?
The Whizzy Mops.
I don't know. I don't know what
they're
called.
Buy now, Whizzy Mops on sale, 2 for 1.
Doesn't that sound like one of the, you know, easy slicer dicer and the Whizzy Mop?
Yeah.
And you always buy one and then get four free. Like, what do I need five mops for?
Give them away as gifts.
I guess. No one wants that stuff, though.
Well, you never know.
yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Just to wrap this up, Jade, we're just chatting about your Buzz Lightyear. Do you want to know what it's worth?
Yeah.
I've just done. What do you reckon?
I don't know. $50.
$50?
Maybe. It's in packaging and it's about 30 centimetres. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
$7.99.
$7.99?
Plus postage.
$432.
Is it really?
If it's in original, nah, just joshing with you. It's actually only $35.
Okay, still.
Oh, in between.
It's going
open
up in
it
value.
Up, crack it open. You know, when you get to a point where you keep pressing the buttons and it runs out of batteries, you're going to have to take it out.
I know.
But Jade's like, if I just press it once a year, just as a special
treat. Where do you
keep
it?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
It's
in my bedroom.
Oh. There's a twist to that story I wasn't expecting.
Has he ever, like, gone off on, like, rogue tangent when
Not
you guys are, you know?
Having funky time?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't, actually.
To infinity and beyond. Love or Loathe It up next, 6:46.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yes, it is time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. One rule, no fence sitting allowed. Today's topic, we are talking sausage rolls.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah. A sausage roll.
How often are you guys eating a sausage roll?
Very rare. The last time I had one was when all of us went out and we stopped at the servo on the way back from Nelson Bay.
Didn't it make you sick, that one? I think
no,
you had food
no,
poisoning.
Yeah, that was me. Was that with me?
Yeah,
that was you.
Oh, you. Unless you're faking it and you've just forgotten.
No, I can't remember. Maybe I blacked it out because I got sick. I don't know. But that was the last one I remember eating.
Love a good sausage roll.
They're pretty good, yeah. Are you a tomato sauce guy?
Absolutely. The reason I bring this up, an absolute war crime, so the internet says, has been committed in the UK after someone has eaten a sausage roll by eating it from the middle.
How do you
taking
even do
a big
that?
Old bite through the middle. Oh. So imagine you've got your long sausage roll, big old bite in the middle of it.
I don't mind that.
So they're sort of eating it like a harmonica.
Well, that is, you know what? You know what? Great example there, Jade.
No, it isn't. Because you don't eat a harmonica.
There it is.
It's like saying, oh, so you mean eating it like a computer.
I love, do you know what? We Aussies get so uptight about things. There's always some story about how we're offended by how someone eats their own food.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, there's just tweets galore here saying it's un-Australian, it's ridiculous, it's a war crime, blah, blah, blah.
That's very extreme.
You know what? The ends of the sausage roll are the worst bits.
You know what? I actually disagree with you there. I think they're the best bit.
Yeah.
Nah, the meat's been exposed in the heater. It's
yeah,
crusty.
It's a little
disgusting.
Bit more crusty. That's the point.
It gets a
point.
Bit crispy.
Yeah.
Jackson, you used to work in a servo. What are your thoughts on this?
I think anything brought from a service station, if they're like me, is a very dangerous move. But no, the end
hello
of
to all the servos
roll,
that have us on out there this morning.
The ends of a sausage roll are disgusting. So Jade and Crevo, get back in your box and get away from me.
Question. Aww. Question for Jackson, because Jackson's a bit of an enigma in some ways. I just don't know whether you, because on one side you like childlike food, so
little snacks
and stuff. On the other side, you're a bit of a food snob.
Mm. You won't catch me getting a sausage roll ever.
Ever. That was the question I was working towards.
What about
birthday
parties, though? I love sausage rolls at birthday parties.
Oh, I'm not going to the type of birthday parties that people have sausage rolls. Sorry, hun.
Gin or nothing.
Where do you sit on this, Hamish?
I love a good sausage roll. I had some homemade ones for dinner last night, but, actually. So
do you think it's wrong to eat it from the middle?
No, eat it the way you want. Also, too, a little misdirected rage on your part here, Maddie. Wasn't it in the UK? Didn't this happen in the UK?
Yeah, but, you know, but all the Aussies are getting, you know, because, nonsense. Of course, they've claimed, all these Aussies out there claim that we own the sausage roll. We don't.
Came
it's like
from
the meat
the
pie. I'm pretty sure that came from the UK as well.
But, yeah. No, sausage rolls are fantastic, and I will, not sounding
gobble
weird.
Gobble them up however you like.
Yeah, not sounding weird, but I'll go out of my way to go to birthday parties involved. Sausage rolls. That sounds very strange.
You're welcome to mine, Hamish.
Oh, thank you, Jade.
Did you make the sausage roll, Hamish?
No. Sally's mum made them. Delicious.
Oh, there's a treat.
You can be sure they'd be good.
Oh, they absolutely were very, very good.
Oh, well, there you go. Coming up next, we're talking, when did the surgery change your life, on 13 10 09. We want to know all your stories, from plastic surgery right down to open heart surgery. We're going to do that next here at New FM. It's 6:57. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
So, Crevo, Jade, I've got to say, a big new Valentine's Day promotion that we're doing is called the Novos Kiss and Tell. Now, this is going to be very cool. We've had a massive reaction on Facebook overnight.
We just threw a little, like, teaser out on Facebook,
didn't we? So, basically, long story short, we're looking for 10 singles. Next week, we're going to meet these 10 singles, and we're going to try and hook them up. It's going to end in a beautiful Valentine's Day cruise live from Lake Mack. We're going to live stream the whole thing on Facebook. NASA from MAFS is going to be there. It's going to be Cupid. So if there are any boys, girls, men, women out there that want to get involved with this, we're looking for all ages.
Yep.
You know, guys generally a little bit shyer to nominate themselves. Mm. But, you know, if you're on the job site this morning and, you know, you've got a single mate there and you're a bit shy, hop onto the Facebook page and send us a little message.
Yeah. That's right, because there's I think there's going to be a lot of singles around the region who would like to find some love this Valentine's Day.
And we'll be there as well. So, we'll be a good icebreaker.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
be mingling.
And we'll get rid of the awkward chit-chat.
Exactly.
And do you know what? Just from the entries we have so far, there are a lot of people out there that genuinely just are over Tinder, are over the dating sites. They can't find anyone. You know what? Give something new a stab. It's a bit of fun.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Break the ice, as Jade said. So head over there for that.
Worst case, too, if it doesn't work out, you might make a friend.
That's right.
Exactly. Do you know what's good as well? The boat. I'm picturing MAFS dinner party.
It's going to be a bit like
Well,
that.
There's
but
champers,
less
champers,
less
canapes.
Yep.
Beats.
It's going to
be good.
And then if you don't come along to that, you're not able to, maybe you're in a relationship, you can watch it all unfold live on Facebook.
Mm, I know. It's
that, not
be
even
cool.
MAFS does that. That thing's recorded.
Yeah, they have a TV station.
Edited. You know, they edit it all up and make it all a bit fake. This is all real and live on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you're a bloke out there as well, we need some good blokes. If you're a decent bloke looking for love, even if you give the show a call, 13 10 09, nominate a mate. Like I said, it's going to be a heap of fun. But next, after the show yesterday, we're chatting about breast reduction surgery, Jade. Of course, your mother-in-law recently had this done. My grandma had it done when she was a lot younger, and just how it changed their lives.
Yeah, even my mum had breast reduction surgery. So,
jeez.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting it done now, and it's actually great that women are now doing this, because especially when you have huge boobs, like, you know, EF size cups. Mm. Like my mum and my mother-in-law, I'm sure your grandmother, like the sore backs, the headaches, the migraines that would come from it. It was actually all these problems you didn't realize that came from it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've had breast reduction surgery, and it's been the best thing that's ever happened to them.
How big do they have to be? Real, because look, I'm very uneducated when it comes
not
to
your
breasts. But like, how
area.
Big do they have to be to warrant a breast reduction?
Well, I guess that comes down to a lot of time to the doctor going, okay, like if it's, you know, impacting your life, because I think they're a D, double D. Like I'm quite large. So, you know, if I have children down the track, if that ever happens, like my boobs will probably get enormous, like my mother-in-law and my mum's
were. So on the scale, like an L?
No, like I think like they were about like an E, F. Like, which is still massive. And if you put into perspective my height, like 154 centimetres, I'm quite short. Yeah. So, you know, for me to carry around that, I'd be wanting to get a breast reduction.
I don't think you would.
No, I would be. No, because it's hard enough as it is having, like, D cups to, like, trying to find swimmers' clothes sometimes.
No, I'm not kidding.
This is a real problem. And any woman out there with boobs my size will understand the problem that comes with finding clothes sometimes. Jeez. It's difficult.
All right. Well, 13:10:09, we are talking very passionate about that. It's a whole other thing.
It is a thing. I don't think a lot of people realise.
Yeah. 13:10:09 this morning, though. We want to know, when did the surgery change your life? Doesn't need to be about boobs. Can be about absolutely anything. Mm-hmm. Hearing your stories next. Prizes on offer after Andy Grammer. Don't give up on me. Good morning, Newey. Andy Grammer, don't give up on me. We're live across Newey for your Thursday, 105.3 New FM. It's 7:13 this morning, 13:10:09. We're talking, when did the surgery change your life? Yeah, chatting about boobs and breast reductions, but any stories
any story.
We'll take this morning. That's absolutely. Nice. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. So, was it yourself who had the surgery that changed your life?
No, it was my husband. He was in need of another kidney, and I donated him one.
Oh, now, wow. Isn't that just love right there?
So beautiful.
Well, I couldn't handle sending him back on dialysis, and he was getting sicker and sicker by the day, so...
Michelle, question. I mean, obviously, you guys needed to be the same blood type and stuff, yeah? Is that how it works when you get an organ transplant?
Yeah, you have to have all the tests and everything, and I come back 1 out of 6.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. And how long ago was this surgery?
2 years, in November 2017, that was.
And he's doing well now?
Yes, he's amazing. He's back to working and doing long hours, and you wouldn't even know he was sick.
Michelle, one thing I've always wondered with people that have organ transplants or those who actually donate the organ, did you feel any different after the operation? Or did it affect you, your health in any way?
No, it just took me a lot longer to recover than him. But other than that, I don't feel no different at all.
Wow, that's a really sweet story.
Just beautiful, really.
And has he changed in any way? Like, is he, I don't know, like when
more
he came...
like you.
Yeah. My kids were saying to him, oh, you're just like a roe now.
Oh, great story.
Fascinating.
Thank
really
you for that, Michelle.
Amy, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. Now tell us, surgery that changed your life, what happened?
Amy.
Hello, Amy.
No, Amy's gone. New FM, who's this?
Taylor.
Taylor, how are you, brother?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. Now, I hear that you had a pretty bad relationship and you've gone to some drastic measures. Tell us more.
So when I was 26, what I did is I actually got a vasectomy.
And how did that change your life? Were you just were you getting lots of girls pregnant or...?
Oh, no, I mean... went through a situation where my ex kind of, you know, took both of my houses, attempted to take my superannuation and a whole bunch of other stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad time in my life, so I just decided, you know what, I got kids, I'm happy, going to prevent it from happening again.
Wow.
So you had a child with your ex?
Correct.
All right, okay. And, wow, so a vasectomy, and that's changed your life for the better? You don't want to have kids again, or...?
Yeah, 100%. So it makes the future easier, you know. I know I've got kids, and I don't have to stress about, you know, future relationships trying to take me for all my money or anything like that.
Jeez, that's pretty intense. I mean, have you got a partner now?
Yeah, I do, and she's happy with it. It makes makes life a lot easier, you know, not having to worry about it, if that makes sense.
Oh, 100%. Hey, Taylor, I'm just curious, like, how did it feel afterwards? The same question before, like, did you feel different, like, sexually?
Kind of. It was, it's hard to explain, but when I went to surgery, they knocked me out, and, like, 30 minutes later, I woke up, and I was out of the hospital almost straight away. Well, not 30 minutes, sorry, a couple of hours. From waking up 30 minutes later, I was out of the hospital, and I don't know, I was just, you know, a bit sore and numb.
Was it painful?
No, not at all. Not even afterwards with the holes in the sides. Like, it was, the surgeon must have done a pretty good job, because it was just a bit raw.
You haven't had any more kids, so surgeon did a good job.
I know you definitely don't want to have kids, but does your current partner have kids herself, or does she want kids down the track, or
She doesn't have any kids, and she doesn't really matter at this stage. Like, she wants to, you know, work on becoming a professional. And,
so, out of curiosity, how old is she?
She is quite a bit younger than me. She's 19.
Yeah, okay. Cool. How old are you?
I'm currently 27.
Oh, that's
would you consider getting your vasectomy reversed?
Well, that's why I actually went through the process, because at the stage when the doctor, when the surgeon sat me down and told me about it, he did explain that, you know, the new process is within seven or 10 years, you can get a reversal and you can potentially, you know, have children.
Oh, well,
after,
that's all right.
After, I think it was like the 10 year or whatever, it's near impossible to have kids. So at least I have like a bit of a time frame. So it's just now I don't have to worry about the mistake of it happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, now that's responsible. Now, thanks, Taylor. Thanks for calling the show and sharing that. It's very fascinating. It's something I've been curious about. I mean, it doesn't really matter for me, but it's like if it is a problem,
you can get it done. You can have it reversed.
I always thought it would be really painful.
You'd think so.
I've had a friend that's had it done. He had a totally different experience to Taylor. Yeah, he said it was the most painful thing he's ever gone through.
Jeez.
Well, I guess it's like anything, though. Some people have a good experience. Others will have a bad one.
Yeah, true.
Mm. But we are going to give someone flowers after this for saying thank you with flowers. This is something new we've kicked off this year. Newfm.com.au is where you can go to nominate someone that you would like to say thank you to with flowers.
Very sweet.
It's a very nice thing, because a lot of the time when it's especially someone close, like a family member or a close friend, you can't give them cash or a gift card or something.
No.
Because they've given you that help out of love. But what you can do is something like a nice gesture, and this is the perfect way to do it.
Some feel-good stuff for your Thursday up next. To nominate for send some flowers to anyone you love, newfm.com.au. Say thanks with flowers up next.
Fresh pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
That's right. We're giving you the chance to say thank you to someone by winning them a beautiful bunch of flowers from the Posy Post. They've got fresh pretty posies delivered daily for $37. And I love this segment because you can honestly say thank you to anyone for really any reason.
That's perk up so much, don't you, Jay? Look at you. You get so excited to give away a bunch of flowers.
Because I love flowers and I just love it's this sweet. Idea. So we're going to meet our nominee, Kayla.
Yeah. Hey, Kayla. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Now, I believe that you're nominating your wife. Tell us why your wife deserves flowers.
Oh, she just deserves more than I can ever get for her. She always helps out everyone else except herself. So giving her flowers is something I can do for her at least anyway.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's lovely, it makes my heart move. That's
lovely.
Good.
So where's Savannah right now? Is she at work?
Yeah, she's at work, yep.
Of course she is, working hard.
That's so nice. How long have you guys been together for?
We've been together for 2 years and married for one in March.
Do you know what? That's a great story. I love that. Were your friends and family involved in the wedding?
Yeah, we only had a small one, but yeah, they were there.
Where'd you get married?
Anyway. We got married at the Central Coast.
Oh, do you know what?
Nice part of the Crevo, world.
That's your part of the world?
It is, yeah.
What's your favourite? Where was your favourite spot on the coast? Where'd you get married, Savannah? Kayla? Sorry.
I can't remember. It was at a park.
Hey, there's a lot of nice parks.
I'll be the worst, but hey.
On the Central Coast.
Well, yeah. I think it's a beautiful reason why you're giving her flowers, Kayla. So big congrats to you guys coming up in March anyway for your wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries. I will send those flowers out. Stats. Thank ASAP. You. Newfm.com.au if you'd like to nominate someone for a bunch of flowers, guys.
Yeah, very easy. Celebrity loot up next. Only one celeb left. $1,000 on the line. It's going to go off soon, I reckon.
It's got to be Clue Day tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
It has to be Clue Day.
Yeah.
Are we saying Clue Day tomorrow? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Hey, listen out for Celeb 5.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09. I mean, you could wait for a clue, but way better to just win it now. Steal the money straight away.
For sure. We're looking for number 5. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Let's give away this cash next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, really awkward if you're on that cruise that where the coronavirus has broken out. Hey, because I just watched an interview in the kitchen on Sunrise or the Today Show. Two Aussies are on the boat. Everyone on that cruise is confined to their room.
Horrible. Be like being in jail. If you can't leave your room. And I don't even, not all of them probably have their own bathroom. They probably have to share some
do
people.
Do they share bathrooms?
No.
Some ships do.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't, does that mean if you go on a cruise, you're down there in your thongs sharing a shower with old mate?
I think if you want a cheaper deal on your holiday, I don't...
Jade's like, are these rooms cheaper? I'll book one.
I think, isn't
just wear your thongs in the shower. You'll be right.
Can I just say, spending 14 days on a boat with 3,500 people, that seems... I'm sorry, that's my idea of hell, to be honest.
They probably have to... Well, Krubo brought up a good point. How are they getting their food? It's, whether it's getting delivered or...
Oh, it'll be delivered, yeah.
Like, everyone's on room service, but you can't share a bath... You have to share a bathroom?
I was working on that ship, I would be wanting overtime. They would be working non-stop.
This is what I always... This is what always stops me from wanting to go on a cruise. Mm. Not coronavirus, but there's always some sort of gastro or stomach...
An outbreak.
And it's like, you know what? I don't want to be around that.
Why is that, I wonder? Pack your Glen 20.
A lot of people on a boat.
Yes.
Everywhere.
I think if you put 3,500 people in close proximity anywhere, then you'll get people breaking out in viruses.
Well, on your point, Hamish, if you're claustrophobic, I'm extremely claustrophobic. If I was stuck in a room on a boat for 14 days, I would go insane.
Yeah, I mean, no. And internet's usually not great on boats as well, so you can't even...
The Skype call on the Today Show with those two Aussies, not great quality.
No, they charge you a fortune on ships for Wi-Fi.
You can't even Netflix and chill, can you?
You'd just be talking.
You'd just be on the chill. Which, I mean, is not such a bad thing, I guess.
Hey, Celeb Loot up next. This is it, Newcastle. One voice, $1,000. It could be yours. Take a listen.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09. Give this a go. One voice left. Get yourself the cash. Set yourself up for the weekend.
Absolutely.
All
right
that
now.
Stuff.
Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Heading for a top of 25 on the coast today. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge.
I just got
to know those. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
It's Amanda. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. Now, you'd like to win $1,000, wouldn't you?
I would. I've got plenty of bills.
Got bills? Got to be paid.
Definitely.
Now, Celeb Loot, very simple, of course. You've got five voices. You just got to get number 5. Money's yours. We keep it easy here on UFM.
All right. I reckon it's Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child?
No. Actress.
The other Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams is from Destiny's Child as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, look, I just had to clarify. It's only responsible, but it's incorrect. I'm sorry. Thanks, Amanda.
Hey, Katie.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, really good.
What's happening in your world?
Oh, just getting ready for school. Bedlam here, but I'm zoning out.
How is your daughter's first week at school going? Or is it second week now?
No, first week.
First week.
Yeah, started Monday. Absolutely loving it. So that's making it much easier on us. So
fantastic. Has she brought you back a picture yet that she's done at school?
Funnily enough, she's done a couple for Daddy. So she's written Daddy and rainbows, love hearts, everything. Daddy and her, and then I'm like, okay, that's all right. That's
after
fine.
All these years looking after her, Katie, what a kick in the teeth.
I'm sure yours is coming.
Look, I'm okay for that to be the case, because seeing them too, that has my heart. I love it.
Oh, that's nice. That'll be going on the fridge with a magnet, won't it?
Yeah, with the magnet over Dad's loaded. Head.
The picture of you on it.
Well, Katie, we need one celebrity. Who do you think voice number five is?
Kristen Stewart.
No. Sorry, Katie. Thank you. Let's go to Beck. Hey, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Where are you in the world this morning?
I just arrived at work.
Nice one. Now, what do you do for a living?
I work in administration.
Very good. Very good. $1,000 for the weekend would be mighty nice. Have you been thinking about this for a while?
I have.
All right. Now's your time to shine. Who do you think it is?
Is it Jennifer Lopez?
No, not J-Lo. I'm sorry. Thank you, though. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Another chance before 9 o'clock, and it is Clue Day tomorrow.
That's
if it
right.
does not
the
go
big
off
day.
Today.
Big news.
Big day.
Next, though, this is a bit of a scandal. Scandalous, I know. Basically, what's happening is when people are going into the supermarket, they buy some meat, they get it home, and say you bought like a half kilo packet of chicken breasts or something, get it home and it's only weighing 300 grams.
Mm.
Shops ripping you off. Can you believe this?
The
imagine.
Anger in Jade's eyes.
Oh, well, it annoys me because I always buy the 500 gram mince meat.
Yeah.
And I don't weigh it, but maybe I should start.
You should start.
Well, there's a pain in the backside.
$5, I think it is.
Yeah, well, imagine, Jade, you're sitting at home, you've got a sausage in your hand, and you think, that doesn't weigh as much as I thought it did.
Mm.
Oh, big
should.
Problem.
It
very
is a big problem.
Huge.
7:44, we're going to talk about that next in UFM. Good morning. George Ezra Budapest. Yo, with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We're live across Newey on 105.3 New FM. Currently 21 degrees at Merriweather this morning, Crevo.
So there's been this story during the rounds that at Woolies, a customer was outraged, very upset because they bought a 500 gram packet of mince only to get it home, put it on their own home scale,
mm-hmm.
and realised it in fact only weighed 262 grams.
Now you think you'd notice that.
Well, you think about this.
It's half of it's missing.
You're in a rush, right? You just grab the packet of mince you always grab. You throw it in your basket.
And it's how they flatten it in those packs. You know how they say it's always nice and neat in this little rectangle square and it has the little rivets in it where it's come out nicely out of the machine?
It doesn't have rivets.
Yeah, it does. Rivets
are the nails that you use to connect two bits of metal.
Okay, well, it's got
divots. You're thinking of divots.
Well, you know, I like to screw my meat sometimes, you know, so... it had waves in it.
Yeah, anyway, I know what you mean. What fascinates me, though, is, like, this is just one outraged customer, but there is, in fact, a government department, right, called the National Measurement Institute.
This is
a real thing, right? And they go out to shops and delis, so be aware if you're, like, a small-time deli and they do raids.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's where our tax money's going.
Well, it's a big thing. So this sort of thing happens quite, like, more often than you think.
Jeez.
And that's why they have to have a government department which is dedicated to this sort of thing. So imagine this scenario, right? They believe that this shop or deli is being, you know, a bit unscrupulous with its weights, so perhaps they're saying it's half a kilo or a kilo and they're putting in the old 800 gram.
They're actually giving you 3 slices less of Devon than you ordered.
That's right, it adds up over time. So,
yeah.
what the National Measurement Institute does, they gear up in their SWAT-style uniforms and turn up to the deli, guns blazing. I don't know if they have guns, but probably notebooks blazing.
Or mallets.
Give us your meat.
Tenderize.
Let us weigh it. This is a real thing. Maddie's doing a reenactment.
Get out on the floor. Imagine that.
Hand over your sausages. We need to weigh them. some poor old man who's been running a deli for 50 years.
Little Italiano man.
Well, I'm okay if my taxes are going to this.
You think it's a lovely idea.
I think it's a great idea. Because I don't have scales at home. I'm not weighing
guys,
my meat.
Do you know what? Just go home and weigh it. Weigh it at the shops. Do we really need a government department for this?
Well, yes, we seriously do, Maddie. And I'm surprised that you're not on this bandwagon.
No, no, no. Because, see, you might think I'm a tight ass, but I'm actually not. That meets you by how much?
500 grams, $7.50, I think it can be.
So you're getting like five-star premium mints, or you're getting the two-star?
The
two-star. No, that's like $5.
Regular, $5.
So are you really worried about a dollar? So that $1.80 that's missing from your pocket, you think warrants a government department?
Yes, I do. But it's not just me. It's all the consumers out there, because wherever you're buying your meat from, if they're not doing the right thing, then they're obviously ripping
it's
off multiple.
Human error.
No, yeah. Well, it's not. I reckon if you find a dodgy butcher or a dodgy
man,
shop.
The poor man in the Woolies butcher shop is just doing his job. You know what? Very monotonous sometimes I'd feel packaging minced meat.
Not my problem. Get a new job if you don't like it.
Have you never made
also,
a mistake?
Also, let's just think about, imagine you work for the National Measurement Institute. How do you pull that out at a party or on a first date?
I wonder what their ID looks like.
Well, that's what I want to know. Is it just like a little steak in a circle? Is that the logo? Imagine you're trying to impress some like young lady who you've met on Tinder or whatever. Like,
I'm just picturing.
What do you do? Oh, I measure the weight of various sausages.
I'm just picturing their tool belt because they'd have a tape measure, little scales on it. You're a meat tenderizer. Like, it'd be great. Gloves.
Doing
disposable
a bit of
gloves.
That's right.
Oh, there he. Quick, shut the doors. Shut the doors.
Quick, hide all of the illegally packaged underweight meat packs.
Did you calibrate the machine?
Recalibrate it so it looks more.
Press tear, 0, 0. Anyway, thank you for that piece of information, Creeper. That is literally something that's a party trick fact, actually. You can take that to a party.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe of middle-aged mums with kids. Go down a treat, that one.
They'd love it.
Hey, guys, very exciting. It is Give Us Your Street Meat Day. Now, what we thought we'd do is the tradie edition today. So, how this works, right? If you are on a job site and you want our DJ Mike to come and visit you with a $50 Singo's voucher, give us a ring on 13109, hit us up on Facebook, give us the address of your job site, and we're going to send DJ Mike over. So, basically, all you have to do once he arrives, knock on the window, and Crevo,
give us your street meat.
Absolutely.
Easy as
that. That easy.
So if you're on a job site, whatever you do, tradie edition today. Mm. We want to share the love. We've got a $50 Singo's voucher for the weekend.
Yeah, job site can be, it's just a few blokes painting a house, or even maybe you're working on one of those massive construction projects down a honeysuckle.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, give us a call. We'll do that very soon at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so Jade, this next thing, when did you fake the tears? Mm. We're talking about next. I said to you after the show yesterday, this is right up your alley. Surely you faked cried before. Apparently not.
I can't fake cry.
You can't do it.
Not with tears.
Don't have.
Can you cry?
The ability.
Can you fake cry now without the tears? Give us your best one.
I don't know. It's really bad.
Come on. You've done it before.
Oh, I don't know.
Let me turn the music down.
Okay.
Feel like a bit of a victim.
I don't think I can do this anymore. That was really crap.
That was pretty good, actually.
That was really good.
I think you've got the skill.
I can't do the full tears thing. Like, I've heard friends of mine who've, like, gotten out of, like, police fines and stuff from crying and stuff. Yeah.
No, I don't have the skill.
That doesn't happen.
Some people have the skill, though. And one person that has it is Jericho from Survivor.
He does.
We had a chat to him on the show yesterday. Of course, he was evicted. And I asked him whether he put on the waterworks to try and win some more votes in the eviction, ceremony or whatever, tribal council.
Yeah.
And he admitted, yeah, It was all fake just to try and get a couple more votes across the line.
Game players they are.
Aren't they? But I feel like it happens more than you think. So 13-10-09, maybe it was you. Maybe it was one of your friends who fake cried. Now, it could be to get out of a fine, like you said. I love one of those stories. Or perhaps, like, do you know, to swing a job interview or who knows.
Just what crying in a job interview.
You never know, maybe Maddie.
Getting out of detention back in the day if you're at school.
Yeah.
All right, taking your calls next. When did you pull out the fake tears?
Or 13, someone 10, you know.
Right now, Lizzo, good as hell at New FM. It's 8:08. Good morning. Jed, are you going to be my girl? Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And we're talking this morning on 13-10-09. When did you fake the tears, Crevo?
That's right. So, obviously, I've been watching Survivor and one of the characters on there, Jericho, during the tribal council to try and win a few more votes,
yeah,
I think that's what it was. He started crying, and then we asked him about this. At tribal, you did bring out the waterworks. You had a couple of tears there.
Yeah.
I really want to know, was that staged to try and win over a couple more votes, or was that your genuine tears that were coming out with the waterworks?
Yeah, honestly, coming in there, I had the strategy to think, oh, look, I'm going to use this leverage, use emotions to try and get Phoebe across my side.
Definitely happening.
Sneaky.
It is sneaky, and he did a pretty good job. I mean, I guess I was questioning it because I'm watching Survivor.
Yeah.
But people, like, you, because they always cut to, like, other people on the show.
Yeah.
And you could see that, like, they were getting affected by it. And I reckon he probably went from about 3 votes to 5 based on that.
Wow.
So, you know, it does work.
But on those types of shows, though, you just wouldn't believe anyone that cries, right? Especially Survivor. It's like outwit, outlast, outplay.
Yeah, literally.
I think I'd be... What's the prize money for Survivor? Like $1 million or something?
Half a million.
I think I would practice fake crying before I went into the camp. Just
you were
so
pretty
I had
good
the
there going before without the tears, though.
In real life, you need the full-blown tears coming streaming down your face. You can't just sit there hyperventilating.
My friend does it all the time.
Really?
There's nothing like watching a 28-year-old man put on the tears.
What sort of
with his
things
parents,
does he do it for?
With his parents. Money from his parents.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like big cash or just for like pay a bill?
No. So he doesn't really work. So he comes from a super rich family, but his mum just gives him coin whenever he wants. Like,
really?
Mum, I want to have a night out. She'll just give him $500, just like that.
$500?
I never forget the day I was over his house and he's like, oh, yep, let's go out. I'm like, yeah, cool. He's like, hang on, I'll just call mum. He's like, oh, can I have 500? And she's like, no, not today. She's like, I'll give you 250. And he actually put on the tears until she gave him the money.
I know you, mate. That sounds very spoilt.
Oh, I'm the first one to say it.
What do you say, Maddie?
Greedy. Yeah. Very greedy.
No, but
parents must cop it all the time, really.
Because especially young kids, they go for that sort of thing, don't they?
Well, he pulls out the tears and all. Like, he can literally pull out the tears. He does do acting stuff, which does help. I mean, you're an actor, Jade. I'm surprised you can't, you know, bust out the tears.
You know what? I'll be honest. I think I was too vain when I went to acting school when I was younger because I didn't want to ruin my makeup and actually have tears going down my face.
I can't see any problem in that dream that you had.
I know.
I think let's wrap it up there. Jade, too worried to ruin her makeup. I love
absolutely.
That.
DJ Mike is on the streets. Remember, if he rocks up at your job site, the tradie edition of Give Us Your Street Meat, head up to the new FM car, knock on the window and say, Give Us Your Street Meat, and you win a $50 Singo's voucher. So look out for that. But next, Newcastle's biggest election this year so far. We are looking for the Hunter's Pet Mayor. We're meeting two new candidates next, right here on the show at New FM. Good morning. Hey, Leonardo, we're live across Newey on this very cloudy start to your day, Newcastle. It's 105.3 New FM. And, of course, this week we have been meeting the only political candidates that we really care about, guys.
Yeah,
we're looking for the Hunter's Pet Mayor.
That we are.
And we have two more contenders ready to chat to us next. First of all, we're going to Renee. Now, Jade, You thought your dog was a pedigree performer, doing
yes.
his little
agility
courses. Wait until
jumping
you
jumping over a rope or something.
Hear about Peter. Mm. Hello, Renee. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, now I've got to say, seeing the pictures of Peter at the gym. What a dog!
Yeah, he's full energy.
So, what's some of the things that Peter can do at the gym? Because obviously, fitness is very good for energy, stamina, and as a politician, you need all of those things.
Oh, well, he's really good at supervising and make sure that everybody does every single rep.
Yep.
He can jump on the box, he gets the roof, he tries to get the balls off everyone, he can run pretty fast, and he naps pretty hard too.
Wow. So what sort of breed of dog is Peter?
He's a mini Frosty, so he's only 8 months old, and he's been at the gym since I got him at 9 weeks old.
Oh, adorable.
So do you just take him, Peter, in the gym bag? Like, was this something that your gym allows, or are you the boss, or what's
I'm
going
the
on?
The boss.
Oh, lucky.
He's the boss of the gym.
Right. you just pay the bills for Peter.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I start to think that people are coming just to see Pete, not to do a workout sometimes.
Now, all you gym lovers out there, if you want to go see Peter, give your business a plug there, Renee. What is it?
RSPP, Fitness Family at Rathbone. We do group classes and peak classes.
Oh, good nice. Stuff. Well, congrats and good luck for Peter in the Hunter's Pet Elections. We're meeting a puss next.
Oh, a pussy.
I'm so excited.
Because you're a cat lover.
I know, I
you
am.
Do. You do love the pussies.
Hey, Kylie.
Hi, how you going?
I'm doing good, thank you. Now, I've just seen a picture of Nimbus.
Yes.
What a cutie.
He is just an amazing little cat.
Now,
he's 12 months old.
Oh.
And he's lucky to have made those 12 months. He's a miracle kitten. He's a rescue.
Oh.
He's only the second survivor of a litter of kittens. So he was born into the world with cat flu. Mm. So he's beat bad. He's beat abscesses in the ear and abscesses in his eye.
Just been through the wars, young Nimbus.
You cannot kill his love. Oh, my God, he just stares at everything in absolute amazement because he is a special needs cat, so he does have a little bit of brain damage.
Okay.
Poor little fellow.
Now, I've seen this one photo you've sent through, and the eyes on little Nimbus look exactly like Puss in Boots.
That's so true.
He's just looking up at you like, oh, I'm just a cute
that's
cat.
That's exactly what he does. Every time I'm in the kitchen, he'll sit up at my feet, just staring up with those eyes. He can't see a thing I'm doing on the bench, but every single time he'll sit there and watch me. If he can't get a good enough view, he gets up in the frying pan, as you can see.
Kylie, what's the nicest thing about Nimbus? Because my cat's a rescue cat as well. I think it's the only way to get cats and dogs. I think it's
oh,
a really...
Definitely.
It makes it. It's just good to give these animals a home. But I'm just looking at this cat, and it just looks like such a sweetheart. Is he affectionate?
Oh, my God. He is so affectionate. He will meow in the house if he can't find you.
Oh.
If he does find you, he has to sit on you.
Aww.
If you're on your phone, he'll stick his head up in between you and the phone to get your attention.
That's a good quality for Nimbus to have because at least, he'll inspire a lot of people if he is our Hunter's Pet Mare.
That's right.
Yes. Well, I rescued him from Hunter Valley Cat Rescue, and to be honest, he wasn't the kitten that I was going to adopt. He kind of adopted my boys and my family.
Oh, that's such a nice story.
Yeah.
Well, if you're loving Nimbus's story and you think this is the right choice, remember to vote. The voting's going to open on Friday afternoon and go all over the weekend. So, put your votes in if you love Nimbus.
He's
in the running.
Wait until we put these pictures up on Facebook. Nimbus is such a sweetheart. And you're right. Puss in boot eyes.
It is.
Yeah,
look at that
totally
middle photo. It's unbelievable.
Thanks, Kylie. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson May? What's on the way?
Yeah, going to give you a bit of a Super Bowl rundown. I know it's like old news now, but there's all these new details coming about, which are interesting, in my opinion, and I want to listen to it again, so you don't have a choice. Also, Margot Robbie hanging up the tattoo gun. I'll tell you why.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. We'll do it after the news. 8:30. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You have 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, what's the goss coming up very soon? And of course, celebrity loot before 9 o'clock. But yes, it's that time of week. We've sent DJ Mike out on the street with a whole heap of street meat.
We could grab a little street meat.
Huh. Meat from the street.
Knock on the window and say, give me a street meat.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy.
Grab street meat.
Yes, DJ Mike, hello.
Good morning, team. I am out on the streets right now. I'm about to drive into someone who nominated they wanted some street meat. So I don't know if they're listening. Let's just find out. You're going to hear this live as it happens.
Oh, good, good. My favourite type. Where are you? Tell us where you are, Mike.
We are at Bob Jane, Kmart at Newcastle West Parish Street.
Oh, very good. Okay, so they did send through a request for you to go over to the site. I reckon go into the front reception, maybe. Can you do that?
With the car, I don't think so.
Oh, that's true.
Good idea. Good call.
Go.
Maybe beep out the front.
Hey, they're a mechanics type place. They can fix it.
There are a few people here. There's a couple of cars for that.
I reckon beep your horn.
Yeah, honk it.
I have honked.
Oh, there it is. Anyone running up?
We're going to hear this happen live. Or not.
Oh, there's someone looking.
This is the moment of, oh my God, what are they doing here?
Why are they here?
Someone nominated them but didn't tell the rest of the team.
Well, that's possible as well. One of the mechanics out back on Smoko. Oh, it's on!
I moved the car. There's no one. They're all looking at it.
Do you know what? Go in there and like give them a blast, Mike. We'll screw the knock on the window thing now. That's not working.
Oh, really? Okay, fair enough.
We could be here all day.
Yeah, we could.
Going in.
Say, who nominated
who
for the
ordered street meat?
Yeah, who ordered street meat?
All right. Here we go.
He's walking up.
Anyone here by any chance ordered some street meat? Street meat.
It doesn't get any worse than this.
You guys are nominated for some street meat. $50 barbecue voucher.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you know what? Go out of there.
Take it off them. They don't deserve
they
that.
They couldn't be any more unenthused.
Yeah.
Can you do a radio check on them? Ask what radio station they have on in the office.
Well, Jamie just said 105.3. I reckon we give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Is the radio on UFM in the office or the warehouse?
Yep, in the workshop.
Okay, good. That's all right. We'll
give
accept
him the street
that. Give it to him.
Now,
God, that was close, though. Normally, we're not that liberal. Next time,
it was Bob Jane.
Yeah, that's right.
Newcastle, I think it was. Yeah. Parry Street.
Well, there you go, guys. Street meat. No more tradies.
Next time, we're not being so lenient.
No.
Unless you do the window knock, you don't get it.
Yeah, but it's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Yeah, great, guys.
That was like pulling teeth.
God, it was. Luckily, they had it on. Otherwise, infuriating.
Oh, well, it would have been a...
Yeah.
Jackson, what's the goss up next? We're going to do that after this. Lewis Capaldi, Hold Me While You Wait at New FM.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson's here. What's the goss, man?
So I don't know if you guys have ever heard that Margot Robbie brought a tattoo gun off of eBay and she likes to just dish them out to her friends and co-stars.
I have heard this before.
I haven't. That's really interesting.
I would not let her touch me, though.
No, some of the tattoos that she's done are absolutely dreadful. So she used to do it on the Suicide Squad set. That's when she first started. So she brought the gun off eBay and then tattooed on all her co-stars, SKWAD. Spelt wrong. I don't know. Go back to school. Anyway, I love Margot Robbie, but she's revealed the incident that made her hang up the tattoo gun.
One of my good friends was getting married in Australia and we were like, oh, we'll get matching tattoos because that's a great idea. Lucky she was cool about it. But do you know who was not cool about it? Her mum, the next day at the wedding, when she walked down the aisle as one of the maids of honour in a backless dress and there's like this red raw scabbing tattoo.
Wouldn't be the best, would it?
Awkward.
Oh. No good. No good, jeez. Yeah.
Awkward.
There's nothing worse than somebody that thinks that they can do tattoos. I used to live in Jindabyne, and that's all that people used to do on a winter's night.
Really?
Everyone would get on the beers or whatever, and, you know, generally you'd end up at someone's house. And there was always one person that get would out pull the out the friggin' tat gun.
So how many tats did you get while you were tubby?
Zero.
Really?
Zero.
Bit of a health risk as well.
You know what?
Yeah. As long as you clean, you switch the needle. I think you're right.
You know what? One of the guys got like a mountain on his ankle and the postcode of Jindabyne, obviously because of the mountains. Terrible.
Oh, that's bad.
That's pretty funny.
I'm sad about that. I've got to lift my spirits with some Super Bowl chat. This is a bit of a taste of J-Lo and Shakira. If you didn't hear it, of course, everyone's heard it, but I want to listen to it. This is Shakira shaking it on stage. Did you guys see the heartwarming moment with J-Lo and her daughter, though?
Yes.
This is a bit of it. J-Lo slays the vocals.
Good voice.
Oh, I've been listening to that, like, all day yesterday. Our boss was actually ripping me off for it. But it's come out that they don't get paid for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Because it's like a dollar or
you
something.
You get $1.
Yeah, because it's like a $10 million production. Now, this production was produced by Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Wow.
Yeah, so they were seen sitting during the national anthem and everyone was really mad about it because they were like, don't make a political statement here. Jay-Z's actually clarified. He said, not a political statement. He was just really wrapped up in it. And he says he didn't need to make a political statement because look who you've got on stage. You've got Shakira, who's Colombian, and then J-Lo, who is Spanish, and it's like, you know, I'm not taking a knee for the national anthem. This is our statement here, putting these women on stage. And do you know what? Boss asks women.
Yo, yeah,
I'm so into this. And like I was saying before, I don't know if I've told you guys, but I've seen a lot of backlash about people being like, it was skimpy, this, that. And then you got Adam Levine last year. Now, I literally said to my partner, I'm like, I'm glad in this day and age that when I have a daughter, she's going to be able to look up to boss, powerful, confident women owning stages like that.
I mean, normally, like, a sporting halftime show can often fall a bit flat because your crowd that's at a sports event is often not a match for the music type.
Mm.
But those women just absolutely nailed it.
Owned
it. It was so good to watch.
Fun fact, so on YouTube, this performance of Shakira and J-Lo, the highest viewed ever of a Super Bowl halftime performance.
So, it was pretty good.
You know, there's been some big names over the years. And do you know what? It's inspired a lot of people, don't you think, Jackson? Because if I hear Jade sing any more Shakira today,
oh my gosh,
I think I'm going to put my earplugs
in. She blew me away. And the fact that I love their ages, like, you know, 43, 50 years old, they could have gone some young, you know, up-and-comer in their 20s, but the fact that they went these amazing women who've been in the industry for that long.
You know what? Pure talent, too, because no gimmicks. It was just performance.
That's right. It was brilliant.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say the random rapper, though, I was like, what's going on with that?
I didn't even know who the rappers were.
And then I realised that this was a Jay-Z production, obviously his next big promotion, you know? Like, he's going to make this guy big.
So. Smart.
If you own an adult shop, you're going to be investing, right, in the J-Lo and Shakira outfits. Yeah, I'll have the Shakira Super Bowl outfit.
Oh, will you,
Maddie? The rope and stuff.
Is that going to be what you're getting up to on the weekend?
No, definitely not. Thank you, Jackson.
No worries, guys.
Coming up next, though, who's Celebrity Loot?
Celebrity Loot.
$1,000.
Yes. This is massive. So, five celebrities. You only need voice number 5 and you'll score that grand, Maddie.
My mom. Surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
So voice 1 is DJ Snake, voice number 2 Bill Gates, 3 Lewis Capaldi, and voice 4 is Alicia Keys. You get number 5, you get the cash. It's the easiest coin you'll make. 13 10 09 if you want to play, and ufm.com.au for all the incorrect guesses.
You know what? Should we do a little blitz next?
Yeah.
Yeah, blitz it.
We'll take just 6 calls.
We'll just keep answering the phone for 6 keep times. Calls.
All right, why not? We'll give as many people a go as we can today. 8:51, good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge. I just got it. To know those. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
You could win $1,000 cash right now. 13 10 09. We're doing a blitz. So if you can't get through right now, keep calling because we're going to take as many people as we can. All you need to do is guess correctly, voice number 5, and the cash is all yours.
Kaz from Katara, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, we're doing good. What a sweetheart you are, because it has on our screen here that you would share the 1K with your co-workers.
Oh, definitely. They're unreal, all my co-workers.
Now, does that mean you're in, like, a syndicate with them and you're all calling, all trying to win?
No.
You're just a legend. You're just a legend.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
It keeps me going.
Where do you work, Kaz?
I'm in healthcare.
Oh, yeah. Is everyone in the office listening right now?
No one is.
Oh, good.
What a surprise
Keep
for everyone.
Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
All right, Kaz, who do you think the celeb is for $1,000?
I saw it straight away of Madonna.
Unfortunately, no.
Sorry, Kaz. Enjoy your day, though. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Summer.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
I'm not too bad.
Excellent. Let's make you $1,000 richer and really make you happy. Who is it? Number 5.
Is it Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande is not it.
Thank you, Summer.
Megan, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. I hear you're like Maddie and you can feel in your waters that you're going to win right now.
Yeah, I do. I've got my fingers crossed.
Oh, love it. All right, who do you think voice number 5 is?
Hillary Swank.
Good guess, not Hillary Swank. Thank you, Megan. Let's go to Shayna. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Is that an accent I hear?
Yeah, I guess.
Where are you from, Canada or the States?
Yeah, correct, I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
We have so many Canadian listeners.
We do.
We've got quite a few. All right, let's win you some cash money, Shayna. Who do you think Celeb 5 is?
Jodie Foster.
No, it's not. It's not. Thank you, though. Right. Thank you for listening.
It's time for Diane. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How you doing?
Really good. Let's win you the cash. Who is it? Celeb number 5.
Nicole Kidman.
No. Nicole Kidman. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Erin.
Hi.
Who do you think voice number 5 could be?
Is it Scarlett Johansson?
No, it's not Scarlett. Thank you. Let's take 2 more.
Yeah.
That's
more?
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until tomorrow.
All right.
All right. New FM, who's this?
Hi, it's Molly.
Molly, how are you today? Who do you think Celeb 5 is for $1,000?
Margot Robbie.
Not Margot Robbie. No. Thank you, though. Right. One more. I'll New pick FM. A line at random.
New FM, who's this?
Hey, it's Diego. How you going?
Hey, Diego.
Let's win you $1,000. You're lucky last year today. Who is Celeb 5?
I'm thinking it's Brie Larson.
Brie Larson, no.
Damn it. Thank you, Diego. Thank you for listening.
Wow. It lives to fight another
it
day.
Does.
Celebrity loot.
9:03, if we kept going, which we wanted to do,
yes.
The bosses will be all up in our grill.
It's Clue Day tomorrow.
It is.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's the day, guys.
It's going to go
real
cool.
Tomorrow's the day. All right. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Think about it. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Jackson, you're up next with 105. What's on the way, mate?
I am. This one. A song by Ed Sheeran that was handwritten about myself.
Aww. It's nice that you guys are such good friends, hey?
They
had a troubled relationship at first, Jackson and Ed.
Yeah, but you turned that around. You're a thirst trap. What can you say?
Oh, you know, this hot bod. my favourite, Green Day.
This was a great song. Great video.
I like Green Day.
Good. Very good live.
Yeah.
Very good act live.
Actually, if you're into your punk rock, Unwritten Law playing tonight at the Cambridge Hotel.
Are you going?
Ben and I have been thinking about it.
You should go.
We're still airing it. We'll see how we go.
Ooh, it sounds like so much fun. Medusa as well.
Amazing.
For your dance heads out there.
Yes.
Very good.
Turn that one up.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys, for your Friday. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.